Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
We them boys. We them boys.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
Strofe, you missed the best 414 hour at 4 intro ever when we were at the corner of Capitol and Fond du Lac at Tsunami Express.
Why was it the best one ever?
Because we were in the heart of the 414.
Yeah, I was at home, and I grew up right down the street from there.
Yeah, Kyle's delivery was just on point.
Good old Capitol Court Santa Claus. The black Santa Claus they had there, actually. Have you ever been sat on a black Santa Claus lap?
I can't say I have.
No. Can't say that I have.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So the mall's not there anymore.
Is that why it's not there?
Because of the black Santa Claus?
No, I don't think the black Santa Claus. I think the economy and the fact that nobody was shopping there is the reason why the mall's not there.
There it is. Kyle Wallace, Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. You, KBN Nation, as always, can have your voice heard at 800-990-3776 and catch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, the Green Bay Packers have wrapped up. Preseason roster cuts are tomorrow, and we head towards next Friday's regular season game against the Philadelphia Eagles. A couple questions that remain after the preseason finale for the Green Bay Packers is, who the hell is the backup quarterback, and who the hell is the kicker? Brad, you specialize in one of these, but I guess, what matters more, right? And, like, obviously, in the spirit of this question, I know you need a kicker on the roster to kick. You can't just go into the season without a kicker. Technically, I guess you could not go in with a backup quarterback, but that wouldn't be wise either. So what matters more, a backup QB or a kicker?
Well, I could make a really good argument for a backup quarterback. I really could.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Backup quarterback, three things they can do, right? Especially if you're a good one, maybe one that's veteran, you can be involved in game planning, right? I mean, you can help the young quarterback in Jordan Love actually be able to read a defense,
who
digest it.
Who in your career did you see do that at a elite level for your teams?
Derek Anderson for the Carolina Panthers, for Cam Newton. Chad Henne for Blake Bortles, who is also the backup quarterback for Patrick Mahomes when they won the first Super Bowl. Actually, maybe two Super Bowls. Anyway,
point taken.
Those guys were good. They were smart. They were ready. They were like another coach on the field. It was incredibly helpful to help those guys there, both watching film and in the meeting rooms.
Well, that is insightful for your first point, because I have a feeling that Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt cannot do that for Jordan Love.
They cannot, which is why I'm curious as to what the Packers are going to do. Number two, obviously the Band-Aid in case something happens to Jordan Love. If Jordan Love is out for the season, let's say with something. Okay, you can just wash away the season. It doesn't matter anymore.
Don't say that again. That's like the A word, the Achilles word.
It's true. But if it's a small ding, if it's three games, if it's five games, you better hope that you can get a quarterback that can get at least a couple wins, that can at least go 500, that can keep the ship afloat. Because you can't go off and just lose a month straight and lose four games. That might be enough to just get you out of the playoffs. So you need a guy that's there in a physical and violent game. That's number two.
So number one, number two, win, go 500 as a backup quarterback if anything happens to your starter in Jordan Love for 2 to 4 games.
Yep.
I would put an on that one too.
And this is the final one, one that people don't think of. The backup quarterback is the heartbeat of the scout team. And the scout team legitimately needs to give a good, realistic, challenging look to the defense. I mean, Derek Anderson, sometimes we had a good defense for the Carolina Panthers, top defense in the NFL the year we went to the Super Bowl. Derek Anderson would challenge that defense. Now, he wasn't some world beater, but he started as an NFL quarterback. He started for a few different teams, the Browns and the Cardinals, and he would just sometimes try to cook and challenge the defense as much as he possibly could. Fearless in his way to do it. Chad Henne did the same thing to the very good Jacksonville Jaguar defense that we had. Those guys are critical when it comes to actually challenging the defense, actually doing their part and giving them a look. I think that is a secret sauce to elevating the defense. You can't just throw a scrub in there and make it easy for the defense. It's going to shock the defense on Sunday. So having a very good backup quarterback for a very good scout team look, a NFL starter quality look, is also critical. Are we 0-3?
I would put an X there for the reason that in training camp for Jordan Love, he would struggle at times against the defense. And one thing that we did not like of this Packers offseason is that when Matt LaFleur kind of pulled the reins back on the starters, right, and they kind of relaxed, they didn't have the greatest joint practice against the Broncos. I mean, and if I think we had talked, are they reading into their hype a little bit too much, right? And if you have a Sean Clifford going against this number one defense, the Green Bay Packers, I'm not saying the Packers are going to have a top five defense, but I'm not saying that Sean Clifford's going to challenge them to get better.
No, I don't think he is. And to me, that's why this question, I think a kicker is more important, but I am more concerned about the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, this is stupid. This is stupid, Brad. I love you, but this is stupid. You know when I say I love you, you know I really...
You know, I can't. Some jabs are coming.
But the backup,
Brad Nortman.
Who's the backup? Who was the backup quarterback last year for the Green Bay Packers?
Sean Clifford.
It was Sean Clifford. Now, regardless of if Sean Clifford's the starter or if it's Mr. Michael Pratt, I believe his first name is Michael, Mr. Pratt, mm-hmm. or if it's, you know, Ryan Tannehill, as you suggested, or if it's Mike White, if Jordan Love ain't taking snaps behind center, your team doesn't have a great shot of winning football games this year, regardless of who that quarterback is. So that's why, for me, the backup quarterback doesn't impact the game as much as a kicker does.
The Browns last year were a great example.
Joe, because they had a great defense, and Joe Flacco, they caught lightning
Flacco
in a bottle, and they got him, but his feet were up, just like my feet are up right now, and they got Joe Flacco to go in there. So that just shows you that you can probably find a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, to come in there if you don't feel comfortable with who you have at quarterback. But that kicking position, guess what? It wasn't Jordan Love who missed field goals last year. It wasn't Jordan Love who missed a chip shot in a 32-yard field goal on Saturday.
It was Jordan Love who threw it away on first down.
Yeah, but he got us in the position in order for him to get that field goal, and then I know he threw an interception. But that is what it is. Jordan Love is our star. He's our guy. He's our franchise quarterback. But we don't have a franchise kicker. Somebody sent me a tweet today who said, who would have thought the Packers were going to take longer to replace Mason Crosby than they would of Aaron Rodgers? And that is absolutely correct. And so while you over here thinking about the backup quarterback, who most teams, nobody cares about who the backup quarterback is because they never play, especially here in Wisconsin. We've been blessed enough to not have to have backup quarterbacks play too often. But guess what? I've been doing some research.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, Schefty joined Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, Adam Schefter, NFL insider for ESPN. He joined Craig live, and I said, Schefty, listen.
Oh, you said that?
I got the audio. Make sure you go back and listen to the interview because Schefty joined us yesterday. I said, listen, Adam, I got a question, man, about this kicker situation. The Packers kicking situation, you got to tell me. There's got to be some kicker out there that the Packers could potentially find. He said, to be honest, you know how he talk. I haven't really had my eye on kicking situations, but I'll look. He looked and hit up his GMs, and a name came out.
Oh.
Matthew Wright. Matthew Wright is the backup kicker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll say it right this time because I want Mr. Wright on our football team potentially.
I think he just got released like a half hour ago.
He might have. Matthew Wright is an option. Look into Matthew Wright.
Yeah, Shefty's on his stuff.
And then there's another guy. I did this research myself.
Uh-oh.
Braden Navison. Naveson. I don't even know how to say it.
I did this research myself.
No, listen.
But I don't know how to
hear me out. Hear me out. In this last weekend preseason win over the Seahawks, undrafted rookie Braden Navison attempted to make Tennessee's decision a bit more difficult. Not only did Navison crush a 59-yarder with room to spare in the fourth quarter, but he also kicked a game winner. The Titans have Nick Folk as their kicker already, who is basically locked in there. They say, can we sneak him to the practice squad? Hell no, you can't, because Braden's going to be wearing green and gold come Wednesday. So it's the kicker situation. I'm tired of this.
If Carlson's
10 of 12. If he missed kicks in 20 of 12 games last year.
If Carlson's on the week one roster, will your trust in Goody be extinguished?
If Braden is available and Carlson is on the team. I just heard about this Braden Navison guy recently, but it sounds dang good. He's better than Iron. Yeah, I need to know the kicker situation. Adam Smart, he's around league sources and league circles. He is the league source. Adam, the kicker situation here in Green Bay is terrible. Please tell me there's somebody that's going to get cut that is going to be halfway decent, because what we have here in Green Bay ain't it. So
You choked.
Well, it was on fly. I was trying to say league circles.
You're a full-time host on Afternoon Drive.
League circles. I was going to say, you know, he's in league circles, but he's not really in league circles.
That was Kyle Wallace talking to Adam Schefter on Sunday Karma 10 to noon yesterday.
That was bad.
I need to re-listen to that. That was horrible.
find out who the Packers kicker is, find out if they're going to get a backup quarterback. So, you know, I don't think he has any sources. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I need to know the kicker situation. Adam Smart, he has he's around league sources and league circles. He is the league source. Adam, the kicker situation here in Green Bay is terrible. Please tell me there's somebody that's going to get cut that is going to be halfway decent, because what we have here in Green Bay ain't it. So tell me,
the funny thing is,
sources.
You set up this conversation saying that you said, "Hey, Shefty."
What did I say? I had the same
you
energy.
Said, hey, Mr. Adam.
You're the source.
You're in circles and sources. Are you
played? I said, listen, this kicking situation ain't it.
All I can hear is sources, circles.
I wanted to say he was in league circles, but I'm like, he's not in league circles. He's not in the NFL.
You're thinking about me, Kyle.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I need to know the kicker situation. Adam Smart, he has he's around league sources and league circles. He is the league source. Adam,
I was trying to be complimentary of him.
That is a train wreck.
Oh, I was trying to be nice of him.
That is a train wreck.
Regardless of how we got there, though. And I'm telling you.
Yeah. Honestly, between me and you. Just me and you for a second.
Were you nervous?
Were you nervous talking to Adam Schefter?
Well, to be completely honest, I'm sitting here minding my own damn business, trying to run a show. I got Jason Wildy on the line, and then all of a sudden, you know, Craig during the break,
he does this.
We may have something special for you. And so then I look up, and Craig's got this mic, and I'm thinking, well, how in the heck is Shefty gonna be able to hear anything going on, because Craig has the headset on? And so I'm like, okay, this is what's happening, and like Jason didn't know. It was a lot. It was a lot. And then Craig said, Kyle, you can. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sitting here just chilling, trying to just make sure everything's running right. And then I had to get thrown in there with a question about the kicker, which I had a burning question about the kicker situation.
It's okay. You all right? Sounds like this was a stressful show for you.
Oh, my gosh. Who you say? And you want to know what's most stressful? By the time I got his name played up there finally, then he just got up and walked away. I said, oh, hell. Adam, were you staying? You going? I didn't know what it was. But
he's in league circles. He had to get out of there.
But he did give us some insight, because this is what happened. So, basically, Adam told – this is what I believe that happened.
Now he's Adam.
No, Adam told
– first name basis.
I think Adam told Craig during the break – some names, because he started working the phones and he looked into it. He said he's going to look into it, and bada boom, bada bang, it happened. Adam told Craig some names, and Craig regurgitated those names.
Can you
and
please
one
say
of
them Adam Schefter?
Adam Schefter. And so, and what it was, and Matthew Wright came out, and I'm telling y'all this right now. Mark my words. You can mark this too. Braden Davison, if he gets released or gets waived, he better be a Green Bay Packer come Wednesday. He better be a Green Bay Packer.
Who is that?
Actually,
What do you know about Braden Davis?
I know Braden. He hit a 59-yard field goal with room to spare, and I know the Tennessee Titans are trying to sneak him through the waiver wire, because they already have a starting kicker in Nick Folk.
Not on Kyle's watch.
Not on my. I will personally try to call the Packers. And be like, hey, can I talk to Goody?
First off, his name is Braden Narveson.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the R. Narveson.
said Davison.
No, I said
he
Naveson.
Said Naveson. Naveston.
I said Naveson.
He said a lot to Adam Schefter that didn't
Braden
make sense.
Braden Narveson.
You better get to know the name.
Get to know
rookie
the name.
Kicker out of
whichever
NC State.
Whichever way you'll remember it, Kyle thinks he'll be a Green Bay Packer. Brad. Tell us about Tsunami Express, where we were on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I would love to, because I still drive my car from being washed at Tsunami Express with my ceramic membership. Man, it's still reflective. The tires, they look like brand new tires, but those tires are years old. It's unbelievable what Tsunami Express does for you. We were there. We were there last Friday at the new Fond du Lac Avenue and Capitol Drive location, and it was popping. It was absolutely popping. And you can be popping in your car if you get your free car wash at the Tsunami Express Midtown Milwaukee location. This offer ends September 1st, so you got to get it before then. But it's a free car wash, a $22 value, all for free. I mean, there's so much to love about it. Unlimited wash memberships. That means I can get my car washed today. I can get it washed tomorrow. I can get it washed Wednesday. Any day that I want, I get my car washed. State-of-the-art wash technology, powerful free vacuums. So much to love about Tsunami Express. You wash, chill, repeat. That is the experience at Tsunami Express Car Wash. Get yourself a free car wash at the Milwaukee Midtown location and learn more at TsunamiExpress.com.
Kyle Wallace pooped his pants talking to Adam Schefter. Alex Troef got pooped on over the weekend. We'll tell you what happened next.
Yeah, I need to know the kicker situation. Adam Smart, he's around league sources and
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
It's the 414 hour at Faux on KBN.
Wow. Just wow.
Has he sound good? We've been practicing.
I did it all last week. Oh. I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of my progress.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
IKEA in Oak Creek is helping making your lives better by giving you great things to put in your home or maybe your college dorm, because school is like right here. And I know right after Labor Day, it's syllabus week and there's still time for you to put stuff in. But if you're looking to make your campus living comfortable, functional, and fashionable, let IKEA at Oak Creek help you. They have innovative storage solutions that I've seen firsthand that help maximize your space. If I had it in my college, like first year, all that space and not like my junk everywhere, Maybe you would have made a better impression on some people I was trying to impress as a freshman. But you can have great fashionable bedding and accessories to make it uniquely yours. And IKEA is helping making college living truly inspired by you. Qualified college students can get 15% off their IKEA purchases. Visit IKEA in Oak Creek or check out the Ready for College section at IKEA.com/US. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strophe running the show, UKBN Nation.
Did you just throw a piece of paper at Strophe? And I mean,
he
not
sure
even
did.
It wasn't even in the direction
it
of
was
Rescindia.
Symbolic.
I mean, at least symbolically get it close.
That was actually.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
It was symbolic. I wasn't actually trying to like
There's
roll
a
up
wall
the paper
between us.
I understand that, but at least try to get it in his vicinity. I mean,
Kyle, I'm running the damn line. Show. The last thing. All right, everyone, pause. I'm going to make a perfect paper ball.
Yeah.
And then throw it right in
Let's
his
even
face.
Be like Wade Miley.
I mean, right, it wouldn't. I mean, it's not like. I
That's
mean,
a changeup on the outside corner.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I didn't have time to do that. And you know what? It was like I said, it was symbolic of me throwing something towards him.
And you know what's crazy about this? Do you think that paper's going to be in the garbage?
Oh, no way. No, Ben's not coming around the
table. Y'all not cleaning people.
The only reason he's going to need this, he's going to pick it up, is because he actually needs the read, not because he actually cares about throwing up. The other one on the floor, he could care less about that.
So, Kyle, as we learned last segment, if you missed it, he had a chance to talk with Adam Schefter on Sunday Karma and absolutely botched his question, so he kind of pooped his pants. Strophe, you had a long weekend. What the hell happened to you? Because you said something about poop.
Yeah, so
it wasn't your poop.
I get back to Milwaukee yesterday. I'm walking into the apartment, and one of our teammates also that works in our home office side lives in the same building. So she's out there getting food from her DoorDash driver, also hungover. We're talking about our hangovers. I hear something hit the sidewalk. I felt something hit my head. I look down. There's a big pile of bird doo-doo right next to me.
Ah.
I touch the back of my head.
Ugh.
I got bird doo-doo on my hand now.
Oh.
There's bird doo-doo in my hair.
What
so
stick.
All I wanted to do was come home and go to sleep. Now I got to take a shower. I got to wash out my bird doo-doo. I'm not wearing hair gel today because it gave me a little PTSD when I opened my hair gel this morning. Yeah, not good.
Wow.
I've never been pooped on by a bird before. It was the first time for everything, I guess.
I've been pooped on once. They have said it's good luck. I've been pooped on once. Just standing in the driveway.
Why do they say that? Why is getting pooped on good luck? To make you feel better
about
getting pooped on?
Because it's so rare, I think. I don't necessarily believe it.
Is it rare?
I don't know.
Three of the four.
I got it.
So you have two?
How rare is it to get pooped on by a bird? In fact, it's about as rare as a win in the lottery.
No.
Therefore, many people who get pooped on immediately go and buy a lottery ticket. It's been calculated in the USA that the chance of getting pooped on by a bird is 1 in 5 million.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No.
I wasn't. What are we waiting for, guys?
Okay,
mine was
too
like
10 late.
Years ago. Strophe's is fresh, though.
When's the next Powerball?
Usually that's Tuesdays,
yeah, tomorrow.
I think.
Oh.
You got to do this.
What's my God, I'm going to win the Powerball.
No,
we are
going to
win a Powerball.
We're going to contribute to this.
How much is a Powerball ticket?
Tomorrow will
I don't
be my
care
last
what
show.
It is.
$2?
Tomorrow will be our last show.
No, I'm giving you.
No, he said tomorrow's our last show. That means he's sharing the money.
That's all contribute.
He's sharing the
Let's
money.
Let's all contribute 50 cents.
No, we're going to put, I'm giving you 20.
Oh, wait. I'll put 20 in.
Guys,
Kyle,
we're not just putting one Powerball.
They said it's as rare as winning the lottery.
Wait a minute. It's
We've
more
got,
fun
if
this, other
this happens.
So wait,
I
explain,
can't believe I'm doing
explain
this
to me Powerballs. I don't even know how it works. So like,
you got to hit five numbers and you got to hit
there's,
six
there's
numbers.
Six numbers.
How much is one Powerball ticket?
I think it's $2.
$2.
So you're buying 10?
Yeah, we're each buying 10, yeah.
But do you choose different numbers then?
Well, they just ranged auto-generate.
You can pick them if you want.
But that's too time-consuming.
We could do a random generator of the numbers within the Powerball.
Let's think about symbolic numbers. Yeah, you wore one in college. You wore 3 and 8 in the NFL?
3 and 8.
So we need a 1 and a 38. What did you wear in high school football?
High school, I wore 12. College, I wore 32. Okay. Thank you very much, Strofe. I was on the sideline standing.
What's your number?
7. I wore 17.
The problem is with what we're trying to do symbolically here.
Doesn't
work. The numbers go all the way up to what, 70, I believe, something like that.
Well, why don't we auto generate all but one ticket, and we create a symbolic ticket. Then that way, like, we choose that one, then all the rest of them, it's like, okay, whatever. We'll just
rather time consuming to fill out the you got to go find the form, and then you got to fill it out.
So when you go there, you give your own numbers. You don't just tell them.
No, you hand them a form.
I've seen in movies 15, 24, 37.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's called the movies.
Yeah, I didn't know I had to fill it out.
15, 24 again.
What? All right, how many numbers? The 5 numbers that you select are between 1 and 69, nice. And then you select one number between 1 and 26 for the red Powerball.
Mm. Oh, wow. Does that have to be in order?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
But if you do hit any number, like if you hit one of the numbers, I think you get your money back.
It just counts up. So, yeah, it has to be in order.
So, like, if we did 1, then 38, so,
for example,
then got it.
I can't believe we're explaining for example, the
yesterday's Saturday's winners were 5, 15, 21, 24, 43, 17.
So, if you had a ticket that said 15, 5, and then all the rest of them, you wouldn't win?
Well, that's not how it works. I don't think.
Hey, hit the breaking news, baby.
This is some breaking news.
Per the real Adam Schefter that Kyle Wallace got to talk to on Sunday, this has nothing to do with the kicker conversation. If you had Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt as a backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, you were wrong. If you thought the backup quarterback was on the roster, you were also wrong. Per Adam Schefter, there is a QB trade. The Titans are sending quarterback Malik Willis to the Packers in exchange for a 2025 seventh-round pick, per sources.
I wanted Braden, not Malik.
Bro.
You literally
said the backup quarterback position. Oh, you didn't say this?
I said the kicker. You're talking about Brad. I said the kicker's the most
Brad
important.
Brad also thinks the kicker's more important. He was just giving us reasons why the kicker's more important.
I like this trade. No, a seventh-round draft pick, which is nothing. Goody recognized that there's a problem. And he said, you know what? I'm going to get my hands dirty. I'm going to go solve this problem. He didn't sit back. He was intentional with making sure this got done, waiting before he, you know, potentially going with other people.
Yeah.
He went and got his guy, former third round draft pick. So potential's there.
And what I do like about this, I do like the fact that Malik Willis is a pretty good football player. He has starting experience in the NFL. He hasn't really been able to crack it. Maybe he's a career backup, has a rocket arm. So I think this is a great trade for the Green Bay Packers to be able to bring in Malik Willis to whether it's competing or that he's going to be the next guy as the backup. I think it's good. And Brad, you talked about something in practice, right? Having a guy that can be good in practice. That's what I like. Malik Willis could be good in practice, so that's there. Now go and get the other guy. Go get the kicker.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think anything is better, to be honest, right? And to get somebody who fits what the Packers are trying to do from an organizational standpoint is, again, whether you believe this or not, Brad gave some reasons as to why earlier in the day that backup quarterbacks can play a vital role to a team. One of them being a veteran to help sort of lead the scout team, also lead the quarterbacks in terms of things that they've picked up in knowledge. But I love that he is 25. He is probably looking for a new opportunity to showcase his skills. What we do know is Matt LaFleur and Tom Clements, right, is the quarterback coach. Tom Clements specializes in what? Footwork, development.
Yeah.
So in terms of the way the Packers have continued to grow this team, they've done it by growing young. So it fits the way that Goody has tried to put together the organization and roster. Would I have probably preferred a veteran? I'd probably say yes, but I'm also not going to sit here and complain when Michael freaking Pratt and Sean Clifford are better at throwing to the other team than their own.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would have preferred a veteran, but I understand. Goody likes to go young. We know that. And you're totally right. Between Matt LaFleur and Tom Clements, we know that Malik Willis has potential. We know that he put Liberty on his back. And he was neck and neck with who else but Bo Nix at Auburn on who would get that starting job. Bo Nix won it out, which made him transfer. But I like this for the Packers. I just like that Goody is sending a message that we have a standard for backup quarterback, for kicker, whatever else. He could, in the past, maybe we have criticized Goody for maybe not being proactive, not being that guy. He's been nothing but proactive the last 12 months.
And I think that's why this is significant. Last year, the Packers traded guys away, right? That's what it was about. We traded guys away. We let guys walk. This year, it is about not learning. It's about the fact that we have a chance to win a championship. This is a significant move because it sends the signal that the Green Bay Packers are here to compete for championships. And as Brad just said, if you are not playing up to a certain standard that can help this team get to where they want to get to, you are not going to be on this football team. So I cannot wait to see other moves that are possibly made in order to reinforce this roster and ensure that we are in a position to compete for a title.
800-990-3776. I actually really like this from Justin in the 262. I also love having an athlete as a backup. A dude who can run gives you a solid chance to steal a game or two if Love misses due to a minor injury. You know exactly who came to my mind?
The kid from Baltimore?
Tommy DeVito ran right through the Green Bay Packers. And is he talented? No. Was he fast and ran through the zone, the soft zone the Green Bay Packers played? Yes.
It's hard to game plan against a short-term running quarterback.
If Malik Willis is Tommy DeVito, then this was a stupid trade.
Well,
I expect more.
TC chimes in because he likes to hold general managers. TC, the producer of the Thanalysis Show, and this is another, I think, added twist to this is two more wasted draft picks from Goody.
In Pratt and Clifford?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you're giving around now a seventh round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Make it three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three draft picks to get Malik Willis.
I mean, at the end of the day, if this turns out that the Green Bay Packers have somebody that can make them better again in practice and have them feel confident about who's behind Jordan Love, if anything were to happen, then this is a good move. So I'm actually happy about it, and I applaud Goody for making something happen. Don't sit back and wait.
The Potawatomi Sportsbook says updated odds for the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl. It hasn't changed at all. It didn't move based off Malik Willis being the guy for the Green Bay Packers to back up Jordan Love. They traded for Malik Willis, 2025 seventh round pick. But again, Kyle, you said the word urgency, and I like the urgency that they moved because this is a window in which they knew that if something happened for 2 to 4 games, this team has their goals set higher than just trying to sneak into the playoffs. They want to be a true contender, and having a true backup to pick you up if something happens is important. Goody saw that.
Andres got put on notice.
Yes, he's been on notice. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But actually, you see right now the Potawatomi Sportsbook branded pullover I got on right now. Shout out to them, and shout out to their kiosk that I placed a same game bet on, or just Ben's best bet. I got the Braves at, let's see here, -104 against the Twins. You got Max Fried against Bailey Obner. That is Ben's best bet today. 20-minute reserve parking near the Skywalk if you want to place any bets. And they have the 2,000-square-foot video wall. And seeing it in person again reminded me it's the movie theater of sports. Potawatomi Sportsbook, check it out. It's amazing. And we will continue on Kyle Bruston-Ortman reacting with you, because this is significant, not from a season-changing standpoint, but a philosophy standpoint, and how Goody seems to be looking at this season from an overall standpoint. A trade has been made. The Packers have their backup quarterback. We discuss with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776 next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
You agree with me? I mean, Lola Bunny on your algorithm? I'm shaking her butt?
On my Facebook sharing stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
Thank you.
That's as far as I can go to you.
Look at this. Google Lola the Bunny.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Per Adam Schefter of ESPN, the Packers have landed their backup quarterback for Jordan Love. Malik Willis has been traded from the Tennessee Titans to the Green Bay Packers for a 2025 seventh round pick. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Alex Strofer on the show, 800-990-3776. I think this is a great sign of urgency from Goody, right? I think it's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, actually, on our morning show on 94.5 ESPN, put out a poll. Are the kicker, starting kicker and backup quarterback on the roster right now? One of those two questions has now been answered. They traded for Malik Willis, a project, but a guy that is someone where when I say, hey, Malik Willis is the backup quarterback for Jordan Love, it sounds a hell of a lot better than Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt.
Yeah, you know, and he started a couple games, and he hasn't had outsized success as a backup, but he was productive in the preseason. And I think when you look at this, you say, you know what? If we're not going to have a guy who is a top-tier backup, like a top five, maybe even top 10 backup, you might as well get a guy with some potential. I'm not sure that Clifford and Pratt had the true potential that someone like Willis has. I think they look at him and say, you know what? He's dangerous. He's athletic. He's got a good arm, and we can shape him. He might not be ready today, but he can do the things we need him to do. And if we're going to have guys that are struggling right now, you might as well have a big high ceiling on that too.
Hey, now we got a practice squad battle for the third quarterback.
Hey.
Yeah, we most certainly do, but I think it's the biggest thing is who can you depend on to step up? And I think that's what they saw in Malik Willis is that's somebody that can step up, they can depend on, and help this Packers team if he is ever needed. The potential is definitely there. Again, he may never be an NFL starter, but he could end up being a really good backup. And that's what one thing the Green Bay Packers haven't had in a while. They haven't had a guy who's a backup quarterback who can go somewhere else and be like, yeah, he's a really solid backup quarterback. We just haven't had that guy recently. And so I think that's good for the Green Bay Packers overall. It is good for where we're trying to go.
Now, the only thing I do want to ask you, Kyle, from a Goody standpoint, right? Like, I praise the urgency of understanding where this team is, but it wasn't that long ago that a fifth-round pick was used on Sean Clifford, and obviously Michael Pratt was literally
round, I think,
seven, mm-hmm. just drafted. So you have two draft picks within. Was Sean Clifford 2 years ago?
He was. This was his second. This would have been his second year. Last year was his rookie season.
Again, I like taking stabs at quarterback, right? Even if it's not like in the second or third, fourth round, when you have somebody you believe in. But when you go Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt and then also trade a seventh round pick, does that like concern you at all? Or are you willing to just be like, it's okay, he's hit on enough for me recently that I'll give him a pass on the missing of the draft picks and the quarterback, and we have our guy from a backup standpoint?
In what world does a GM, or in what world of anything that you do, when you have maybe 7 options or 10 options, do you hit on all 7 or 10 options, right? That's just irrational to believe that somebody's supposed to hit on every single thing that they do. And so especially when it comes to football, where you have no idea how good these guys are going to be or how bad they're going to be. And especially when you're talking about a 5th round and 7th round draft pick, that's a crapshoot. Mr. Irrelevant, we just talked about it. Mr. Irrelevant is not only Alex Strofe, it's also Brock Broke Boy Purdy, who wants to bring food into the movie theater. You don't know exactly what you're going to get from these guys. The most important thing is the fact that you can find when you make a mistake and not sit there and try to force it to work. You say, you know what? Let's bring somebody else in. So that's why we go to Anders Carlson. Hopefully we realize if it does not work out, that is okay. Find somebody that can help contribute to this football team and bring a winning culture and somebody you can depend on as the kicker.
Bo from Fort Atkinson, 800-990-3776. How do we know he's going to be the backup? He might not even be better than Clifford or the rookie. Bo, Strofe said it.
Yeah, if you're going to saying it. If you're going to trade for him, that's a pretty clear indication that he's going to be the backup. And, you know, when it comes to the draft picks, right? If you're going to make a mistake, if you're going to take a gamble, you want it to be as low risk as possible, right? A 6th round draft pick, a 7th round draft pick, that's pretty low risk, right? I mean, those are flyers. It's not like it's a 3rd round draft pick. I mean, Malik Willis was a former 3rd round draft pick, so I'm okay. Who fell in the draft.
So he had first-round potential.
I'm okay with taking swings.
Quite the spin there.
Oh, had first-round
potential, fell, didn't
he
did. Work out.
He wears green and gold now, and now he's that's the first-round talent.
Yeah, first-round talent. That's great.
But no, I mean, look, a fifth round draft pick, a seventh round draft pick, that's kind of like, it's kind of currency to like take some swings, take some gambles, right? Whether it be you're actually drafting or just for trade situations like this with Malik Willis. So I'm okay with it. You're right. He's not going to hit every one of them. And you just don't know how these guys are going to turn out. Clifford, Pratt, they might be diamonds in the roughs, but they also might be guys that just don't turn out.
We're perfectly fine with that happening, though. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. The biggest thing that we want is that we hope that Goody solved the problem with the backup quarterback. You knew after the game with that press conference and Matt LaFleur did not decide that he was going to say, oh, yeah, we saw a lot, enough from Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt to make those two guys the decision or one of those two guys to be the backup quarterback. He said, we're going to continue to look. We're going to look. We're going to find out.
Well, they traded a seventh-round pick for Malik Willis. He is now what is seems to be the backup quarterback for Jordan Love. Before we get to Brian Bulaga, the doctor of football, we have another giveaway for our great fans, and Kyle's going to tell you all about it.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. I love me some IndyCar, and it returns to Milwaukee Mile on Labor Day weekend. The Hy-Vee Milwaukee Miles 250 weekend happens at State Fair Park here in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Mile, August 30th through September 1st. Itch your need for speed by being caller number 5 right now to the ESPN Milwaukee talking text line, 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. Be caller number 5. The weekend will feature NTT Indy Car Series races on both Saturday and Sunday. Call now to win. Be caller number 5 at 800-990-3776 or get tickets at wistatefair.com.
800-990-3776. Win your prize and then join us next with Brian Bulaga, the doctor of football, breaking down all things Packers and the latest trade for Malik Willis. That's next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to
unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible. Wait.
What?
Wait. My mind is
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Oh. What did I say?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
My mouth and brain
unacceptable.
Are like
unacceptable.
Right,
what did I say?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Some famous friends you
probably never heard of. Time to join the Princeton Club with free childcare with your membership. They're open 24/7. I've done personal training. They have everything. Indoor, outdoor swimming pools, basketball courts, indoor, outdoor tennis courts. They have it all. Join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Just have that courage to go get a tour. You'll fall in love, and next thing you know, you're going to be a member. Joining us now on Kyle Brust-Nortman is the doctor of football before the Homer Hour, Brian Bulaga. Brian, you don't live under a rock. I'm sure you saw the news. The Packers have traded a seventh-round pick for Malik Willis. Your instant reaction.
Yeah, guys, good evening. Listen, I think we all saw the struggles of the backup QBs, not only through camp, but the preseason games. And again, like I said it last week, it's hard to truly, truly judge a backup quarterback in a preseason game when starters aren't around him, which would be when he would get into a game in the regular season and real live action. If Jordan Love's shoelace came undone and he needed to go in, he'd be around the starters, and you don't really get to see that in preseason. So it is hard to judge and make a for sure claim on a backup QB in preseason. But these teams have to make a decision, and Goody did, and they went out and got a guy that has played. He was drafted, I think, what, in the third or fourth round?
Mm-hmm.
He's shown that he can do some good things. He's a guy that, I mean, I remember he started for the Titans a little bit, I believe, if I remember correctly, watching him play. He likes to move around. He creates things. So he's a little bit of a different style than what Jordan Love is. Whether or not LaFleur can kind of mold that talent and get him to fit into kind of what Green Bay does quarterback-wise. Obviously, you can't change a guy 100%. You got to let him be himself. But to try to kind of fit what the quarterback position does in this offense will be fun to see if LaFleur can do it. But listen, it's low risk. It's a seventh rounder pick they're giving up. I think it's a good move. And it makes, I think, probably the front office, obviously, and the coaching staff feel a little bit more secure about their backup position.
Brian, when it comes to the philosophy of backup quarterbacks, it feels like there's two different ones to me, whether it be a guy like Malik Willis, who's young, raw potential, or a guy who was another former Tennessee Titan like Ryan Tannehill, a guy that's been well-traveled around the league, almost like another coach out there, and who has a long time of starting history. If you were running a team, if you were Goody, which backup quarterback philosophy do you prefer? This one where the Packers go with youth and potential and ceiling, or a guy that's like a veteran that's been there, done that?
If it's me, I'm going with a guy like Tannehill. He's played a lot of football, right? And I understand it kind of tailed off at the end, hence why he doesn't have a gig right now. But he was very productive under the LaFleur system. He did a lot of good things. He was in Tennessee when LaFleur was the OC. Very familiar with a scheme like this. And he's a guy that you know you can put in there, and he ain't going to lose you a game. And to me, that's the key when you look at backup quarterback play is, if something were to happen and he needs to go in at halftime or in the third quarter, will he lose us the game? Is he a guy that we can rely on to keep the offense on the field, move the ball, be a threat throwing it enough that defenses just can't pack the box and stop the run? And listen, it's not a knock on Willis at all. I mean, again, I haven't watched him play. I've seen Tannehill play in Miami and Tennessee. I've seen him play a lot. So I understand the type of QB he is. But just from a veteran standpoint, a guy that prepares, he understands, especially someone that knows the system really well already, that would be my preference. But I'm not a general manager, so and Goody's done a pretty good job, so I'll go with Goody on it, and trust what he's doing. But if it were me making the call, that would be it. But obviously, there's finances involved in that decision as well, bringing in a veteran like him.
Now, Brian, I agree that Goody is a pretty good general manager. I think he's one of the top general managers in the NFL based off what he's been able to do and not rebuild but reload the Green Bay Packers in less than one season. But would Goody regret having Anders Carlson on this roster come September 6th?
Oof. There's a tough question. It's hard to say with kickers. It really is. Like, I don't think so. I think the pressure that, is it official that they've released the other kicker? I don't even know. I haven't been checking.
I don't believe so yet.
Okay. So, if they do decide to go that route, I'm optimistic that what happened to Carlson at the end of last season and the competition and kind of that little bit of fear that the front office has put into him over the offseason and training camp is enough to get him dialed in and ready to go for the season. So I'm going to say no. I think if he is the guy that Goody goes with, I think he's going to deliver the goods. Now, obviously, I think his leash is going to be a little bit shorter this year. I really do, and I get there's not kickers just floating around that you can count on during the season that you can just bring in off the street and rely on week in and week out. I get it. It's a very niche position. But I don't think he's going to have the same leeway he had last year, but I do think that Carlson has probably learned a lot from this offseason and this training camp that you gotta produce the goods when it counts, or there's going to be a quick exit for you.
Talking to Brian Bilaga here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman before he joins the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Brian, we've talked a lot about the backup quarterback spot and obviously the kicker. Offensive line, we've talked about, where the right guard's going to end up. Despite all of those, I don't want to say minor conversations, how would you put your mindset in terms of how this training camp went? Did you get everything you wanted to get out of training camp heading into week one, which is already coming next Friday?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, the game's next week. Like, it's absolutely wild, and it's Friday. It's a short week, really short week. But I think what they got accomplished this last week with Baltimore coming into town and the joint practice and then the way the game played out. I get it. It was the last preseason game, but it's direct correlation with how the team practices to how they go out and play. And we saw the night and day difference, how the team responded from the Denver week to this week. And that's a really good sign, right? That's a sign that the head coach is delivering a message to the team. And the team is responding to that message. And that's something that this team did last year. We saw it last year, late last year, when everything was going against them and somehow they pulled out of it and made a nice run. And I'm not saying that they've had to get out of a hole in camp, but there were signs that the offense was up and down. And all of a sudden, Baltimore week comes around, really positive signs from that practice. Preseason game comes, they dominate that. And here we go. So I think all signs are pointing up and they got what they needed out of this camp.
Lastly, quickly here, somebody said that at my house that Talladega Nights was a top five comedy of all time. Is it even in the top 20?
I think it's in the top 20, but not top five.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Brian Belaga, the doctor of football, will be joining our guy Homer from 5 to 6. No need to go anywhere. That's going to be in 2 minutes, folks. More reaction to Malik Willis being traded to the Packers for a 7th-round pick. That's all next in 2 minutes on the Homer Hour. Talk to you tomorrow.